Button pushing is everything. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bailey, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Button pushing is everything. We push our own buttons most of the time. In fact, we push our own buttons all the time. Every time we turn around, we're pushing our buttons. We're saying to ourselves, we like ourselves. We're saying to ourselves, we're happy. We're saying to ourselves, things are going well in our world. We're saying to ourselves that this is a great world in which we live. We're saying to ourselves, there is peace on earth and it began with me. We're saying all these wonderful things to ourselves. And those are buttons that we're pushing. Sometimes people push buttons that say they don't like themselves or that things are not going the way they'd like them to go or something of that nature. But the thing is, always, always we like ourselves. Always we really appreciate who we are. We trust our judgment. We say, that tasted good. We trust our taste. We say, that smells good. We trust our olfactory nerves. That looks good. We trust our eyes. I feel good about that situation. We trust our senses. We trust our intuitiveness. All the way around in the world, in every way at all, we are always trusting ourselves. We are always believing in the buttons that we push in ourselves. Now, sometimes we have an odor that comes to us and we say, ugh, what is that odor? What is that smell? And the smell is that we perhaps should take a shower. Or another time, a smell comes into our consciousness and it's we want to brush our teeth. And another time, a smell comes into our consciousness and we feel it's something in the outer. Now, you can live in an area where, say, the stockyards are, or where cattle are, or you live on a farm where cow manure and horse manure are, and after a while, you become acclimated to those smells, and you don't smell them anymore. You don't even think about it. And you go in town, and you go in town, you go away to school, for instance, you go to college, and you come home from college after being gone for, say, a couple of months, or maybe longer. And then you come home, and you say, oh, it's good to be home. It smells so good here. And all of the odors that you grew up with, that you had learned to love as a child, they are always there, and they're coming back into your awareness, and they're coming back into your sensitivity. We have many things that we acclimate ourselves to, many things that we think about that are important in our life. There are many of the buttons that are being pushed in our world are being pushed by ourselves, because if we go into another place, into a perfume factory, for instance, where they're making perfume, we would say, oh my gosh, what a terrible smell. Or we go into a chocolate factory, and at first the chocolate is so good, and then the chocolate becomes sickening, and then the chocolate is non-existent because we shut it off. We have the ability to push buttons or not push buttons, to shut things off if it doesn't please us or if it doesn't benefit us to be aware of it. And we shut it off, and we can shut it off. When a person says something to us that's unkind, we have created him saying that, of course, but when a person says something to us that's unkind and this makes us unhappy, they say it often enough and pretty soon we don't hear it anymore. Pretty soon we don't consider it, as the statement oftentimes is made, we consider the source. We consider why the person is doing that. We are creating them doing that to irritate us. We are creating these buttons being pushed in our world to irritate us. Now, why would anyone do things to irritate themselves? Well, this is just the way life is. It's just the way life is, that we allow ourselves to be irritated by things that are in our life. If your home is near the railroad track, and every time the train goes by, your home rattles a little bit, and the rafters shake a little bit, and you think to yourself, oh, that's terrible. How could anyone ever live here in that noisy environment, you know? And yet, all your neighbors do, and you do too. After a while, you have turned off all of those things that irritated you, and you don't even know they exist anymore. You don't even know they're in your world. They no longer are a button to be pushed in your life. Button pushing is everything. Whenever any buttons are pushed in our life, whenever any buttons are pushed in our environment, what happens to us is that we feel insecure. We feel incapable of being in charge of who we are. We are at loose ends. We are unable to be strong and available to who we are. And this goes the same way when we become acclimated to things that irritate us or that are not pleasant. Those are buttons too. And when the acclimation, for one reason or another, is brought to our attention, then the experience is back in our attention. Button pushing is everything. When we are masters of ourselves, we know that we are the only ones in our world who push our buttons. We are the only ones in our world who care about pushing our buttons, who think about pushing our buttons, who activate the pushing of our button. When you hear a noise, when you immediately have your button pushed to say, all is in divine order, then you are doing a noble and fabulous thing. However, when you are in a situation and you hear a noise and say, oh dear, what's the matter? What's going on out there? What terrible thing is happening? Oh, it must be an accident. It must be an ambulance. It must be whatever, you know, noise, crash of an automobile. And you say, wow, that must be terrible. Well, to be your own button pusher, you immediately in your life say, all is in divine order. You immediately in your life say, everything is working in perfect manner. You immediately hear an accident sound, and you train yourself not to think of it as an accident. You just think of it as a noise. And it is done. And the noise elicits from your mind, from your thinking, from your attitude, all is in divine order. Every noise, oh my, how about that? Every noise should elicit from our thinking that all is in divine order. No matter what the noise is, if the noise is, oh, a happy sound, or if the noise, oh, a sad sound, whatever the noise may be, we immediately say all is in divine order. Not against something, not for something, but just that that is what the reality is. All is in divine order. And there are no injuries, there are no accidents, there are no problems, there are no worries or contentions. All is peace, all is happy, all is harmonious. And when we do that, and when we arrive at the situation in life where there are no more buttons to be pushed, because we are pure, unconditional love for everything, then we truly are happy and fulfilled beings. Then we truly live our world in the most magnificent framework of everything. Button pushing is everything. When we learn how to be untouched by the buttons we push in ourselves or in others. Now you could say you push the button of unconditional love. Yeah, that's a good idea. You push the button of peace. Yeah, that's a good idea. You push the button of love. That's nice. Of caring. That's nice. But you see, So long as we are pushing the button, we are needing to encourage something to be. But rather than pushing the button of unconditional love, we are unconditional love. I am unconditional love. So rather than pushing the button of being unconditional love or unconditional love to come forth, that I am unconditional love, then I no longer have any button pushed there. So long as I am all is in divine order, then there is nothing for me to speak about to say that all is in divine order. When I am no longer subject to button pushing from myself or anybody else, when I'm no longer subject to button pushing in this world of any experience at all, then I have risen to a marvelous level of awareness. Then I have truly revealed the divinity that's within me. I've truly revealed the goodness that's within me, the happiness, the joy. I've truly revealed my divine path for myself. I am without buttons to be pushed. Because if it's good, I am that. If it's not good, I am not that. It doesn't exist in my world. It has no button in my world. The only thing that exists in my world is that which I choose. My divinity, my wholeness, my right action, my peace, my truth. And that's all I am. And that's all I live. And when I live that, and when I am that, then I have fulfilled the most noble gesture I could ever give to myself. I am that I am that I am. I'm not reminding myself to be it, because I am it. There is no button to be pushed, for I am it. And it is done. Kind of a wonderful thought, isn't it? Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.